The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I made you a promise that when Joe Biden was elected, this would not be every day, all day. Here's what Joe Biden did today, and it was wrong. I'm not going to do that, but I must make comments when they're appropriate. And today, in fact, right now, President Biden is still speaking in Pittsburgh, selling the largest tax increase in American history. He's calling it an infrastructure plan to rebuild bridges and roads and so on and so forth. And here's, okay, the liberal left, as you know, does not deal with facts and truth. They deal with emotions and hysteria. So when they sell their package, they have to give emotional stories. So during the break, I listened to a little bit of him. He says, well, what about an American family? Here's a mom and a dad, and they're hardworking, and they're making a combined income of $120,000+. That's their combined income. And they have to pay so much tax, blah, 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 blah. But the corporation down the street is paying a lower tax rate than they are. Well, I don't know whether that's true or not, but here's what the president didn't mention. That mom and dad who are working, who's paying their salary? In most cases, a corporation. Are you with me on this? Who is paying their salary? So, when you, and hey, corporations should pay taxes. There is no doubt about that. But they're also the ones that provide employment. And when you raise taxes on corporations in America in unrealistic ways, what happens? Always they raise the price of their product. Who buys the product? You and me. So taxes go up. Taxes on the corporation go up. So in order to make a profit, they raise the price of their products. And that is passed on to who? The consumer. That doesn't take a whole lot of intellect to understand that. And if the tax burden is too great, guess what they do? They did what Ford Motor Company did here in Ohio just recently. In the final year of the Trump administration, Ford Motor Company here in Ohio said, you know what? The corporate environment here is good. So we are going to invest possibly $1 billion in our Ford plant here in Ohio. We're going to employ several thousand people and make at least $1 billion investment here in the state of Ohio. Within 6 weeks of the inauguration of Joe Biden, the environment for corporations and business had changed so dramatically that Ford Motor Company knew what was coming with Joe Biden, and they said, now we're going to go to Mexico. Now, you can get mad at Ford for going to Mexico. Fine. That's fine. But let's not forget why the environment changed. Okay. Well, that's typical. The president finished his remarks and did not accept one question from the press. Now, again, I'm not a Trump apologist. You know that I criticize Donald Trump often, and rightfully so. Did you ever see Donald Trump give a major policy speech where he did not stand there sometimes for an hour or 2 hours and answer every question from a hostile press? Joe Biden just made a major speech with a major proposal and walked away without answering one single question from the press. Not one. Interesting? Yeah. All right. Hey, just real quick, just so you don't think I'm making things up about the border. Here is from a CBS correspondent, mainstream media correspondent. Quote, reporters toured the temporary border facility in Donna, Texas today. This was over the weekend. The Biden administration allowed pooled coverage for the very first time. Listen to this. This is from CBS. We saw a pod designed for 32 migrant children under CDC guidelines, now holding 615. The facility is at 1,700% of capacity. That's not a misprint. I didn't misread that. The facility is at 1,700% capacity. During the Trump administration, never even close. And yet, Vice President Harris, who is in charge of this border crisis, has not even visited the border, nor made any public statements in a week. I started to say you would think the press would be all over that. Nah. And then just one other thing about the border. Many of the children, the unaccompanied children, are ending up in San Diego, all right? Border town, San Diego. Joy and I used to go down to San Diego on vacation. We'd visit my family in Los Angeles, and then we'd spend 3 or 4 days down in San Diego. And where we stayed, you could see Mexico from where we were at. You could see across the border into Mexico where we stayed. So anyway, San Diego is a border town, and many of these children are ending up in San Diego. You ready for this? Illegal immigrant children in San Diego are receiving in-person instruction by San Diego public school teachers, but American children are online only. Let that sink in. San Diego schools are online only. No kids allowed in the schools, internet only, online only, and yet the illegal immigrant children are getting person-to-person, face-to-face instruction. A whole lot of parents in San Diego are not happy. Neither are some of the San Diego commissioners. One of the San Diego commissioners said, quote, we have 130,000 kids who haven't been allowed in a classroom for over a year in the San Diego Unified School District. It's great that there's in-person learning for those unaccompanied minors from Central America. but I wish every child in San Diego County was allowed the same opportunity for in-person teaching. Unaccompanied, illegal immigrant children, which, by the way, deserve compassion. This is not their fault. I'm not saying we should be hard and cold. I'm not implying that. But these kids are getting in-person education at taxpayer expense, and the children of San Diego have to stay home. One of the San Diego education officials said, all children in California, regardless of immigration status, have a constitutional right to education. What? Someone from another country has a... The loony left. Anyway, that's just part of what's happening at the border under this current administration. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
A whole bunch of Hollywood stars are up in arms again about the state of Georgia. Do you remember how many Hollywood stars, what was it, about 3 years ago, Georgia passed some legislation restricting some of the transgender stuff anyway. And we're going to boycott. We're never going to make movies. And because some of you may not know, Georgia has become a real hot spot for movie production. Many Hollywood studios have moved to Georgia. Why? Because of the taxes and the leftist policies of the Democrats in California. They are driving industry, driving business away from California, including the entertainment industry. So many of them have gone to Georgia. You would be amazed at how many movies are being made in Georgia. The weather is similar to California in some ways, and the economy is much more conducive. Anyway, all of these movie studios and Hollywood stars, we're never going to come to Georgia again. They're still there, and they're still making movies because they're making money. Well, here's the latest. A whole list of Hollywood A-listers are now saying, we're never going to make a movie in Georgia again. Why? Because of an election law, election reform in Georgia. Georgia just passed some very realistic, common sense election legislation to tighten up elections in Georgia and to assure that the elections in Georgia are honest and fair. Honest and fair. But the liberal left is lying through their teeth about this law in Georgia. And instead of checking out the law, the Hollywood elite are just passing it on. Well, I'm not going to. But unfortunately, the person who is passing along the biggest lies about Georgia is President Biden. Yeah. So much so that the Washington Post, far left, uber left, way left, the Washington Post has given the President of the United States 4 Pinocchios, which is the highest liar rating that they can give. In the president's very first press conference, took him, what, 62 days or something like that, longer than any president in American history to actually have a press conference. And during the press conference, he started railing against Georgia and this election reform law. And he's saying, people hate this. This is an atrocity. This is un-American. And he said, and I quote, "What I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. It's sick. It's sick. Deciding that you're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off of work." He said that at the press conference. No one challenged him. I read every review of his press conference I could get my hands on that night and the next morning. Not one person in the press caught that. I did, and I'm a dummy. The next day, in a prepared statement, not off the cuff, in a prepared statement, President Biden said, and I quote, "Among the outrageous parts of this new state law, it ends voting hours early so working people can't cast their vote after their shift is over." There's only one problem with that. It's a total lie. Georgia, under the new law, will actually expand the time that people can vote. Hours will be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. President Biden, in prepared statements, said they were going to close the polls at 5 o'clock when all the working people. The Washington Post said one could understand a flub in a news conference, but then this same claim popped up in an official presidential statement. "Not a single expert we consulted who has studied the law understood why Biden made this claim, as this was the section of law that expanded early voting for many Georgians. Somehow Biden managed to turn that expansion into a restriction aimed at working people, calling it among the outrageous parts of the law. There is no evidence that this is the case. The president earns 4 Pinocchios, which is the worst grade given for lies by the Washington Post." Remember? Trump lied, Trump lied, Trump lied. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost everything that you will read about this new Georgia law is false. Almost everything that the news media is reporting is false. It's not true. The Georgia law should be an example for states all across America to tighten up the elections so that, unlike this last election, we can have real confidence in the American electoral system.